Track 15. Unit 9. Listening 1. That's so annoying.
Good afternoon. In my lecture today, I'm going to focus on some research on what makes sounds annoying. I think we would all agree that loud sounds, like the sound of a car alarm or door banging, can be annoying. But let's consider what other factors come into play. First, a sound can be annoying because we don't know when it will stop. This uncertainty about how long the sound will persist is what irritates us. Even a distant bell or quiet beep can have this effect. At first, you may not notice the sound, but if it continues, it becomes distracting and increasingly annoying. This uncertainty factor is part of the common experience of being irritated by a stranger's phone conversation in a public place. Initially, you may hardly notice the conversation. As the conversation continues, however, you start to feel slightly annoyed. You may tell yourself it's because the person is speaking too loudly or because you don't want to know a stranger's personal details. Researchers, however, have found it's not knowing when the conversation will end that makes it so annoying. Second, something repetitive, like a dripping faucet, seems to be universally annoying. As we hear the regular drip, drip, drip over and over, we become distracted by it. Over time, it seems to magnify in intensity until it is the only thing we notice. We become increasingly annoyed. And again, it's not knowing if the sound will ever cease that gets to us. On the other hand, unpredictable sounds are also annoying. Think about sounds in nature, like the sound of a mosquito or a fly buzzing near you. Researchers have found that one reason flies and mosquitoes bother us is because they fly in irregular patterns. Although we know the sound will vary from loud to soft based on the fly or mosquito's proximity to us, we can't know how loud it will be the next time we hear it because flies and mosquitoes move about in a random way. Our brain still attempts to predict the loudness of the next sound and when we will hear it, but unfortunately, it can't determine this. The result is we become increasingly bothered by the sound. If you've tried to fall asleep with a fly or mosquito buzzing around in the room, you'll know what I mean. Someone's fingernails scraping on a chalkboard also seems to be universally annoying. Most of us assume it is annoying because it has a high pitch. However, researchers have concluded that it isn't the high pitch that bothers us. So, pitch is the fourth factor. The scraping is actually made up of a range of sounds from high to low frequency. It turns out we are irritated more by the low sounds because our ears are more sensitive to them. Moreover, as the fingernails travel down the board, the volume changes from loud to soft in an unpredictable way. Researchers have concluded that this also contributes to why it is so annoying. Thus, the main takeaway here is that a fly buzzing around our ears and fingernails scraping a chalkboard share a reason for being annoying, which is that they're unpredictable. Of course, understanding the reason why some sounds are annoying doesn't help us feel less irritated when we hear them. Okay, are there any questions?
Yes, what is pitch?
The question was, what is pitch? Pitch means how high or low a sound is.
What do you mean by frequency?
You asked what frequency is. We will talk about this more next week.